Hey guys, happy Friday and welcome to today's Fit Friday episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. My name is Katie and today I'm going to share with you my top tips for prepping for your first, well, it doesn't have to be your first, but any race. And side note, if you are in the Indianapolis area, avoid college. It is like driving down a minefield. So if I just scream in the middle of this podcast, it's because it was either hit a pothole or just veer to the right and say a prayer. So here we go, on to my tips. Tip number one is to have a plan. Ideally, you would meet with a trainer or, you know, someone you know who has experience with running. But luckily for you, there's this thing, really cool thing called the library and the internet. And there's so many things that you can find on there of sample training plans for whether it be a 5K, a half marathon, or a full marathon. My personal favorite plan to follow is a runner. He's been around forever. His name is Hal Higdon. And this was actually recommended to me from one of my mentors who was really into running. But he shares a lot of free training plans depending on the type of race you're running, the distance, and as well as, you know, are you beginner? Are you intermediate or advanced? Maybe you're looking to go a faster time, or maybe your goal is to just finish. There's a variety of plans and they're totally free. So if you just search Hal Higdon, H-I-G-D-O-N, his website will pull up. So that's tip number one, have a plan. Tip number two is to stick to the plan. Now, for those of you listening, I know we've got a lot of fitness instructors who listen to this podcast. You need to tweak your plan. Have a plan, but be flexible. So I know when I first thought I was going to run a full marathon, I got a month or so into my training plan and I just couldn't do it because I was teaching so many flipping classes. My body just could not handle the stress of running in addition to all the other workouts that I had to do when I teach. So, you know, if this is something that you really want to do, assess your other priorities. When I ran my Chicago Marathon, I really had to plan ahead. I had to take some classes that I was teaching, put them on the back burner, or, you know, change the formats to types of classes that were low impact, that I didn't have to do a ton of hopping and jumping and cardio, so that I was able to get a little bit of cross training in. So when I say cross training, I mean cycling, strength training, plyo, you know, anything that's different from running, because it's going to help keep you stronger and help you avoid burnout and avoid injury. So have a plan, but be flexible. My third tip is to experiment with your nutrition ahead of time. You may or may not have heard this, but it's not recommended to try anything new the day of your race. So whether you're out and about, you're in a new city, you want to try a new restaurant, save that for after the race, because you just never know how your body's going to react. You know, if you freak out and you're reading research, you know, the night before that says you need to eat XYZ, Too late. Don't experiment with it, because again, you don't know how your body's going to react and you might spend the race with cramps or in the bathroom. And trust me, things like that happen and you don't want it to. So if you always have an oatmeal with peanut butter before you head out for a long run, then have an oatmeal with peanut butter before your long run. If you always have a cup of coffee before, have a cup of coffee on the day of your training. I don't recommend trying coffee or any sort of caffeine for the first time when you have a race day, because yeah, you'll get these things called the runs and not the actual kind of run that you want. All right, so that's tip number three. Tip number four is to find some tools that work for you. So when I say tools, I mean things like foam rollers, or, you know, maybe you have to get inserts in your shoes. You know, research different kind of recovery tools and methods that may be beneficial to you. So I know for me, whenever I'm training for a race, like I need my foam roller. Oh, sorry. Oh my gosh. Almost missed a pothole. I need my foam roller with me in very close proximity at all times. It's really important for me to do that in order to avoid shin splints. And sometimes I have issues with my knee. And so I really have to be conscious of giving my body that TLC that it needs to prevent injury. So foam roller, I really am a big fan of KT tape. It stands for kinesiology tape. Basically, it's almost like wearing a brace to a lesser extent, but you can look online different ways to tape your body, but it has really helped me. Other things that you might want to research, tools are, gosh, I don't know, compression socks or, you know, different things. Again, they're not necessary. I've run plenty of races without any of these fancy things, but it is something to think about, you know, do some research on and find something that may be beneficial to you. My next tip is practice your outfit. Now, some of you listening are thinking, like, girlfriend's crazy, but it's so true. If you are running long distance, shorts may not be your friend. You might get chafing on the inner thighs. So have an outfit that you've tested, that you know works, it's comfortable, it's not going to, you know, get in the way or weigh you down. I know for me, when I did run a previous race, I thought, I'm going to go treat myself. The night before, I went out and bought a pair of pants from TJ Maxx, and they were really cute, really blue. But by the end of the race, it looked like I peed my pants. Now, not a big deal for many people. I mean, I still ran the race, no problem. But like, I was really embarrassed in my pictures. So, you know, avoid that if you can. And my last tip for today, I could go on and on with tips about running. It's so fun. And if you've never ran a race, I challenge you to run just one, just a 5K, because not even a 5K. I think I started with a 4-mile race. No, that would be more than a 5K. Anyways, 2-mile, run some sort of organized race, and just the energy and the high that comes from accomplishing that, there's something about it that just for me, it's motivating, and it just pushes me to get outside my comfort zone and set new goals. So my last tip is to celebrate your success. You know, treat yourself after a run, maybe by getting a massage. If you're here in Indy, there's a company called A Better You Wellness that has these awesome, like, compression boots and different things that you can do to enhance recovery. But something that, you know, that really celebrates the accomplishment that you just did. So I'm getting ready this weekend to head to South Bend to run the Holy Half Marathon at Notre Dame with my little brother. And this is his first race, and none of my family's going, and I get it. Like, I get how big of a deal that is. So I said, what the heck? I'm going to go and support him. And if I'm going to be there, well, then I guess I better run too. So stay tuned. I'll let you know next episode that we record how it went, how my recovery went, but I'm pretty excited, and I hope this helped you. If you have any questions about training for a race, whether it comes to nutrition or, you know, finding a plan, feel free to reach out to me. You can shoot us a message at Fit Friends Happy Hour, and I'll be sure to get back to you ASAP. All right, guys, have an awesome weekend. Run fast, run hard, or maybe you just walk, whatever. You're still lapping someone on the couch. You've heard that quote. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye.